A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hi, I'm Kardashian obsessed Danny Beard.
And I'm electrician Billy Andrew.
And this week on the Gossip Gaze podcast, Billy's pissing off poppy people,
Danny's butching it up,
and a listener gets back in touch to tell us their side of the story.
The Gossip Gaze.
You may remember. Hello and welcome to another episode of your favourite queer podcast. It's me, DB.
And me, DJ B.
Ooh, A. DJ B. DJ B. A. And Pete.
What?
P.S.
P.A.A.Z.U.
P.A.A.Z.U.
Are you all right today?
I'm trying to remember everyone's initials. Why, what would yours be?
S.M. Just S.M.
S.M.
S.M.N.A.
What would yours be, L.M.? LMS.
LMS.
That's quite cool, though.
LMS.
That could be your like debut single.
LMS.
LMS.
Or when you get really messy, they're like, oh, LMS.
Yeah.
Like, she's messy. She's
oh my
drunk.
God,
she's wild.
She's LMS-y.
LMS-y.
I am going to start calling you LMS-y.
She's so LMS-y.
Oh my God.
It's December.
It is December.
It's getting colder. I swear it's getting darker.
It's getting darker.
Why do we have like 2 hours of fucking sunlight? It's like, I feel like I'm living in Iceland.
Oh my God, it's hell.
Do you know Iceland have big periods of time where they don't see no sun?
Yeah. But then big periods of time where they don't see no dark.
Where they don't...
No dark.
Fucks, that must fuck you up. That.
Yeah, it's not well.
You know people over here say, oh, I've got sad.
Yeah.
I've got an alarm clock with a light on it because I've got sad. Imagine living in Iceland, bitch.
Oh God, it'd be horrible.
No light.
Ever.
Geishas erupting. They've had a volcano erupt.
I know.
We don't know we're born.
We honestly
really don't. Anyway, it's December. If your deckies are up, congrats. Mine have gone up this week.
Yeah.
Finally, I had to wait till December to put my deckies up.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything other than a tree?
No, probably not. I'm not mentally ready to start. Like, I hate tacky Christmas decorations.
Same. Are you joking? You love them.
I don't, not Chris. I like.
You're
bit
telling
tack.
Me there's not going to be a single Barbie on your tree. You've got no Barbie's heads.
I might have that, maybe.
Hang on, didn't you both get sent Gossip Gaze angels last year or something?
Oh, we did.
You're not using them.
I've still got mine. On his tree.
I've still got mine.
I
it's going
yours.
On the tree. Yeah, absolutely.
I love mine as well. I just don't know where it got lost in the house move.
But in the move, mm-hmm. In the move. Do you know what? I've got something to say this week. Somebody wrote dick on the back of my car in the dirt, and I've got a story, a tale behind it, right?
Have you been shit driving again?
No, so...
I mean, I do love you, but I have to close my eyes when I'm in the car with you.
Why?
Girl, you brake last minute.
Do I?
You undertake.
Do
you
I?
You sit in the middle lane and the outside lane.
Do
people
I?
People go round beeping you.
Do they?
It's like getting a fuck. It's like having a fucking... I'm only popping round to Tesco in your car and I feel like I'm in the middle of Bangladesh. It's like beep, 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 beep. There's things coming at me from every angle. I don't know why I'm going the wrong way up the right way of the road. Honestly, every time I get into your, not even religious, I can say a little prayer. Blessed Madonna. Please let me live. But you're still here.
I'm still here. And I'm.
And you know what? You've got less dints in your car than me, so I'm probably not one to speak.
And I passed my test first time, so I'm a fab driver. So the other morning, bang, bang, bang at the door. Bang, 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 bang. I was like, Front door. I was in bed. Morgan was asleep.
Don't say this is a neighbour.
Well, yes, it was a neighbour banging on the door. And they went, excuse me, mate, is that your car there? And because Morgan had just woke up, he thought he was pointing to a different car. And he was like, no. And he went, oh, that's not your car then. Morgan was like, no, because he thought he was pointing to this other white car, and I have a white car. But the night before, I had to park further up the road because there was my space wasn't there. Anyway, Morgan comes back up. I heard all this fanfare. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Should not clock onto your ring doorbell and watch it from bed?
I couldn't see what was going on.
Right.
I could hear like trumpets and trombones. I thought, what?
Trumpets and trombones? You what, he came round with a band?
There was a band, right? I was like, what is going on? I have to look out the window then. And for where I parked, there's a memorial statue and it was Remembrance Sunday. And I parked in front of it. There was no cones there saying I could not park there. So I just parked there not thinking, oh my God, it's Remembrance Sunday. Because why would I remember that? I just didn't. Do you know what I mean? It was 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm parking here. I've parked there before and it's been no issue. Anyway, I want to say at least 400, 500 people stood around my car and this statue. Brass band playing.
What, your car was in the middle
my
of it?
My car was in the middle of it because I parked there.
So what, your... Well, at least your car showed up to Remembrance Sunday.
Exactly.
It's more
exactly.
than you did.
And then when I drove to the shops, I looked on the back of my car and it just said Dick on the back of it. I thought my neighbours...
I just put please underneath.
Did please. I couldn't believe it, though. I was highly embarrassed afterwards. I was like, oh my God, we should have just moved the fucking car. But I don't want to be walking up there head of shame, being like moving my car for these 400 people.
In your fucking nightie, like white day.
Exactly. How embarrassing would that be?
Fag hanging out your mouth.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Can of lager.
Half a bacon roll and a can of lager.
Yeah. No.
It's my Sunday as well, guys.
Exactly.
So what? They knew it was yours.
Thing is, I know people were there who were probably my neighbours, know that that's my car and it just looks like we've refused to move it now for Remembrance. So we actually do look like dicks. Really?
So you know what you need to do? You need to next year put poppies all over your house.
I'll be parking there again. I'm joking, I won't. But
well,
yeah.
I thought you'd been cutting people up, so apologies. I hate when people are passive aggressive though.
Oh yeah, he could have done it in a much nicer way. If he explained, look, I'm sorry, we've actually got a full band there and there's 400 people waiting. Can you move your car, please? Like, we might have been like, oh shit, yeah. If he
so
explained,
is that
the
not
situation-
your car where that is there because there's a band about to play? Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Fucking
imagine it. They were all jumping on it.
Morgan said the same. I was like, oh my God, they're going to be jumping on it in a minute. I was
I
like...
I don't think Remembrance Sunday's them kind of vibes.
Right, okay. Smashed windows.
You!
Can't soldier boy! You!
Oh my God. Well, Remembrance Sunday aside, girls, gays and theys, don't forget this podcast. What is it, guys? It's girlies, it's gaysies, it's theysies.
Yeah.
And we're in your earsies.
Oh, yeah.
And we're talking all things from the queer world. Because, quite frankly, we are.
From the queer world.
We are the queer world. we want people to share their wildest confessions, their hookup horrors. Mm-hmm. Anything, you know, if you've got goss, if you've got second-hand goss, third-hand goss, if your nan did something in the 70s and you think it's wild... Tell us.
I actually want to know that.
I do.
People did nuts stuff in the 70s and 80s.
My nan took a pill in Ibiza, right?
I took a pill in Ibiza.
Yeah. To show Avicii yeah, she was cool. Anyway, she shit herself.
Did Avicii think she was cool?
She shit herself and she got kicked out.
Ah. Oh.
Just we've made that up, but that could be you.
That is funny.
And if it is you, write in or send us a voice note because this week we're talking about anything from tactical circumcisions
woo.
To cock on cockles action.
Oh, God. Sounds right up my street.
Sounds right up my street. Don't forget as well, guys, girls, gays and theys and everyone else in between, if you want to become a gossip goddess,
mm-hmm.
you win nothing but pride.
Well, you win this
pride.
Episode. Yeah, pride.
You win an episode.
Yeah.
Your name goes into the episode.
You can tell your mates, go to Gossip Days episode 204. I win it.
I win it.
I win it.
I'm a winner.
I'm a winner.
You're a winner.
You're a winner, baby.
You're a winner.
Yeah.
Anyway, letters at Gossip Days pod.
Pod.
Letters at Gossip Days pod.com. Letters at Gossip. Letters pod.
We need to restart, Danny. Sorry. We need to restart.
Need to reboot. Come on, get the vape. Start them up again.
If you've got anything to share, camp, crazy or cuckoo, you can get in touch by emailing us at letters@gossipgazepod.com, DMing us at gossipgazepod across all social medias. And you can even get in contact. You know this, don't you? What am I going to say?
WhatsApp.
Yes, WhatsApp. Text us, voice note us. You know what? Go wild. head over to this episode's description to find out more.
Yes. Give me more. I was scrolling through our TikTok comments this week. I know I shouldn't, because last time I did, I dissolved my filler.
I don't do it.
But this one struck out, Danny, and I think you'll have high opinions on it.
Go on. Ready?
It was, do you know when we were talking about internalised homophobia?
Yeah.
And Ford Harrison decided to put, some people, like the host of this show, really lay it on thick, the whole camp thing. It's so uncomfortable. What do you think about that?
Who said that?
I'll name him again. Ford Harrison, and they are part of the queer community. I had a little scroll on their little thing.
So what, Ford Harrison's upset that a drag queen's camp?
I think so, yeah.
In other news, Ford Harrison, water is wet and the sun is hot, bitch. I mean, I'm not going to just try and defend myself. I don't need to. Like, I am just me.
Yeah. Do you know what?
Some days I'm more camp and femme and some days I'm not.
I feel like people think that sometimes camp people put it on, and maybe on the telly they camp it up a bit. But I remember being a little kid and not knowing another gay person or seeing anybody gay on the telly. I don't remember, and being like, oh my God, I'm going to be saying gay in camp.
I think Ford Harrison's got issues with himself.
1,000,000%.
Oh, internalized homophobia. That's yeah. What it
is. Just like, why are you on that? Why are you on that video, Ford?
I think...
Why are you on that video?
It's on your For You page.
It's on your For You page.
It's for you.
It's for you.
That's not a sign. That's not a sign from the universe.
I'm not interested in that negativity.
Okay, let's...
I'm only interested in hot piping tea. Okay, girlies, Casey's and daisies. We'll be back. I don't know what I'm doing. I feel like I'm being haunted by the... I'm being possessed. By the personality of Bailey J. Mills today.
Right, wow.
I don't know what it is. It's just this December feeling. I've watched Elf. Have you watched Elf recently?
No.
It's a good film. Have you watched Elf in here?
No, not.
If you want to pause this podcast to watch Elf, I don't mind. I don't mind. But as long as you come back, and when you do come back, remember this, bitches. Are you cuckoo for confessions? Are you gagging for gossip? Or maybe you're even just turned on by trauma? Well, if any of them sound like you, girl, then you need to make sure you're spreading the gossip with your besties, fellow queens, allies, your nan, even your pet budgie. Tell them to listen to the Gossip Gays because we need it. So spread the love by spreading the podcast. Share this episode on WhatsApp now. We'll give you a few moments.
The Gossip Gays.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome.
Did you enjoy those adverts then, guys?
Mm-hmm. So good.
So, just thrilling.
Changed sometimes it's us on the adverts, you know. I know. Listen. It's fabbing it.
I know. I know that, but I don't, my bank account doesn't, so. don't forget, you guys, we've been asking for your dirty confessions, your questions, your gossip.
Yep.
Either your own stories or some that you might have heard through and. We yep. don't mind what and it comes in as long as it comes. You know what I mean?
And full.
You're just like your mother. Gracious to be coming. The wilder, the wetter, the better.
Fab.
That's what we're saying. That's our new strap line.
Amazing. Wet, what wet, is wet. It? Wild, wetter, better.
Wilder, wetter, better.
There we go.
That's a good motto to live by, you know.
Anything should be wilder, wetter, and better. You could use that in terms of hydration.
Yeah.
Masturbation.
Well, if you don't know what to put in your Tinder profile or Hinge profile.
I like it wilder, wetter, and better.
Yeah.
Like, what's your Tinder profile say?
I don't have one at the minute.
Why is this? Because of this French fireman?
French fireman's got...
Yeah.
You're not having a long-distance relationship.
Should we start off with these stories?
Yes, let's start off with the stories.
Are you having a long-distance relationship?
Yeah, kind of.
With who? The fireman?
Yeah.
What's he called? Not... The bombardero?
Pompierre. Pompierre is a fireman. Pompierre Fonse.
Mommy and Papa will be happy with Pompierre.
I'm not sure if I'm in a relationship or not, because there is a language barrier.
This is giving major Katie Price vibes. Remember when Katie Price had a husband and she couldn't speak to him?
Yeah.
Iconic behaviour.
Yeah.
So last time when I was with him in Paris, we spoke about exclusivity. It took about an hour because of the language barrier. Because Duolingo hasn't taught me the word for exclusivity.
What, does he not know English?
No, he does speak English.
What kind of rubbish French person is it?
He speaks English, but
I'm joking,
like,
by the way, guys. That was a joke.
It's a limited vocabulary. Same way that my vocabulary in French is very limited. We can both...
What do you know in French?
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Je m'appelle Sam. He came to Manchester recently. Because it's quite hard to talk about like relationships, instead, I just started saying to a... Mon petit ami, which just means you are my boyfriend. And he just said, yeah.
Oh, well then you've got a boyfriend, girl. Yeah. Congratulations, Sam, on having a boyfriend that you can't speak to.
Thank you. It's a dream, to be honest.
Yeah, I think that would be
boyfriend I see once a month. Great.
Oh my God. Mustn't be able to walk on that Monday after seeing your
I know, yeah.
Can I just, sorry to make this dirty, but I'm like in heat.
You're always in heat.
I am, aren't I?
When have you been cold?
Never.
You've never?
Never. I love living on the top floor.
Why?
Because you've got to go all the way down to the bottom in the lift and you can do a lot in that time.
In the lift? There's no cameras in the lift, is there?
No cameras in the lift.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, God.
Fab. You know what I mean?
Is this your confession?
It's my confession.
You're shagging on the lift?
Yeah.
You riding that lift up
penetration
and down,
in the lift. Oh, sucky. Yeah. I was going to say.
How long is this lift? In the lift.
You can't have penetration in the lift.
Hang on. Is this the lift in your building? It's only four floors up.
Okay. Sorry. You've obviously never been invited, thank you.
Right, so we've got three dirty confessions.
How dare you? Are we talking, darling?
Oh, you know what? This week, there's a pretty filthy one.
Filthy week.
Yeah, there's a filthy one. You can look forward to that. But you ready for your first story?
I'm ready.
Is this a bit Lady Diana having my jacket like that? Does this look...
It's very People's Princess, yeah.
I think.
Let's see the first story. So, this is anonymous. It comes from a he, him. And he says, "Hi, Danny, Billy and Sam. I thought I'd share a story about my ex. My ex once wanted some time off work to play a new video game, but he had no holiday left for the year and he couldn't afford to take unpaid sick leave. I thought it wasn't that deep and that he'd simply go to work and play it when he got back. I probably wouldn't hear from him for a few days, but he came to me all impressed saying that he got around the issue. He scheduled an adult circumcision to get a week off around the release date of the video game. It didn't go to plan, as he had to have several follow-up surgeries to correct it. Plenty of game time, I suppose."
Sorry, so this person got an actual circumcision?
Didn't even fake it. Didn't just say, "I've got a circumcision." Actually had a circumcision.
Did they need the circumcision anyway?
Hold up, wait a minute. Bow, bow. Of course they needed it. He's just turned a bad situation into a good one. I've done this.
With what?
What, had a circumcision for time off work?
Scheduled surgeries at a time that suits.
Yeah, I think...
Of course people do that.
I would definitely do this in this context. 100%. If Britney was dropping an album, I'd have a scheduled circumcision if I needed one.
Yeah.
To have a week to listen
and
process.
You know what? Adult circumcision's very real.
And also, a couple of my friends have had it.
I do think...
Needed it.
You're missing the part of the story that I don't think this ex would have had the circumcision if it wasn't for the video game.
the surgeons wouldn't have done it if it wasn't necessary.
No, you can just say that you want a circumcision.
No,
and go,
they're going to look at it, and if it's not fucking cutting the blood off to the tip, they're not going to cut it off and out. They're busy. NHS is under stress. They're not just going to cut off circumcisions, pardon the pun, willy-nilly.
Yeah, no, they're not.
I think they would, because you can have it for religious reasons. So you could go to them and say,
well, I'm now Jewish, cut me knob off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Other religions are available for circumcision.
I was listening to a podcast, and they're based in America, and they watched our version of Naked Attraction, because I don't think they have it in America. And they were like, oh my God, have you ever seen an uncircumcised willy? I've never seen one before. They're so weird looking.
Yeah.
Americans think our willy looks weird.
I love popping back the Froob tube.
I do. Seeing what's behind there. You don't know what you're doing today. It might be massive. It all changes. I love it.
Americans are weird about it.
It does make the men last a bit longer.
What
they're
does?
Not as sensitive, the willies. When the bulb is exposed.
Constantly.
What's it called again?
The head.
The head.
Of course.
The bulb.
When the bulb is exposed to the air.
When the bulb's always on.
It's a bit drier.
Right, yeah.
And it's not as sensitive. So it lasts a bit longer.
That's also why Americans like have to use lube, even though they have a wank though. You know what I mean?
I do.
No, but they have to. Anyway, I get the vibe you're not feeling this. I'm guessing
I'm
this is not a contender for Gossip Goddess.
This is not a contender. No, grow up.
I think it's practical.
It's a practical situation. Yeah. You're turning something bad into something good. That motherfucker, I don't care what he says, he needed that little tighty end off.
He definitely did.
There was too much pressure building. He might have had bacteria build up.
Yeah.
Well, let's try the next one. Let's see if this tickles your fancy. So. This listener gets straight into it. Don't have much information. They're just anonymous. And they say, I have to share what I now call McDonald's gate.
I'm living. I love McDonald's.
Right podcast.
Have you seen the McDonald's Crocs?
Yes.
Oh, they look quite camp, Tony. I wouldn't wear them. But...
And can we say, we've not spoken about on this podcast, we tried the Philly cheeseburger. Or did we speak about it? I don't remember. We fucking love it. Oh, get out there.
Nicest burger McDonald's have ever done, apart from the original classic Big Mac, even though I don't like there's too much bread, but let's not go there. Best burger they've ever done.
I think I'm over McDonald's burgers.
No.
Know. No, I kind of want one right now.
Yeah, I'm starving.
I've got a fucking lipo appointment in an hour.
Right. Anyway, so this listener said that they want to share a story that they're calling McDonald's Gate. They say, whilst me and my now ex-boyfriend were together, he invited a girl round to his house to cheat on me.
Ooh.
I never would have known if it wasn't for a literal receipt. I knew he was cheating on me when I went to see him in the afternoon and saw a handwritten note on the side of the bed on the back of a receipt. I turned the receipt over and it was dated at 9 a.m. on that day. I didn't need to be Sherlock Holmes to work that one out.
Hang on a minute.
So what?
There's a...
What she say? Well, this is very... Only two of you had dinner.
But I found a credit card receipt.
Yeah. A McDonald's receipt.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, how funny.
There's key information.
So you're winner.
Yeah. The winner.
Four of you are really cheap. Yeah.
There's a lot of like key information missing
only
from this,
two
right?
of you had breakfast. Go on.
I found the McMuffin receipt.
Well, I see that. There's a lot of key information. Are you saying like that they had a Mackey's breakfast together and shagged? Was the note on the receipt, let's do it again?
With a shag? This was deep. I'm sorry, I don't want to rub this in if you're listening, but he was really in deep with her because I would not eat in front of a hookup.
Or was she there the night before? And they had breakfast together in the morning.
She was there the night before.
And also, what did she write on the note?
This is what I want to know.
She was there the night before.
I want to know, because I interpreted that as she put her like bank details on to send the fucking £3.95 for the McMuffin.
No, probably.
I don't know what was written on the back.
Thanks for the fucking the McMuffin.
I don't know what it was. What was written on the back?
Thanks for railing me. Let's do it again. Don't tell your girlfriend.
What?
A number? It could have been a number.
Yeah. Oh, a number,
so if it was the night before, met this girl at took her home,
banged her,
got a McDonald's breakfast,
give her a McMuffin. It could have been back in the day. She could have had a breakfast wrap.
Fuck chocolate McMuffin. Sounds great.
Bring back bagels. Bring back bagels.
And bring back the breakfast wraps.
They were nice.
Do you know what? I wouldn't mind if Kai cheated on me if I came home to a breakfast wrap.
But how would you feel if you found out that he cheated on you and gave the breakfast wrap to someone else.
Flip a table. Yeah. Flip everything.
Well, we've got one more letter, and this one's very dramatic. How do I say this best? This is a follow-up.
Fab. Love a follow-up.
But not from the same person.
From who?
So someone else wrote in, and then someone else connected that
someone
story.
Someone else has heard the story and gone, whoa, 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 here's my side.
Yes.
This is very Frankie and Eamon.
So I was about to say Frankie and Eamon, yeah.
Fuck you, rap back.
So.
Your sex was whack.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right, let me get the headphone.
Come on.
Me and, no, it's not a voice note.
Oh.
Yeah. Lily May and I worried because we're like, oh no, are you going to remember who this person is? And then, I think I'm going to say the first line of the letter.
Stop building it up and just tell me, Sam. My fucking ass is okay. Going 50p5p here.
Here's what the listener said. I am number two in the brown nuggety gift. Thruple.
I remember this. So it was a thruple who wiped shit on his back. Do you remember? So he bummed him. Do you remember? Oh, Dan's looking in disgust.
Brown nuggety gift.
Brown nuggety gift. Oh, and then he didn't tell him.
We're always going to shit.
We're always going to shit. Yeah, we are going to shit.
Animal cock. Am I ever going to have a proper career in broadcasting?
This is it.
This is the peak.
This is the peak. This is right here, right
your,
now.
Hey, your peak. It's my trough.
You never know. When BBC is trying to launch the Brown Nuggety Gift podcast, you're going to be front of the line to post that, Danny. Anyway, so this letter comes from someone else in that thruple, not the person who originally got in touch.
This is crazy.
This person says, I'm number two in the Brown Nuggety Gift thruple. I have another story to share about our ex and a wholesome Christmas Eve we spent together. To set the scene, we booked a romantic meal and no expenses were spared. The wine and the cocktails were flowing and all three delicious courses were consumed. Elaborate way to say we had dinner. Our ex made the interesting choice of having a seafood platter for his meal, consisting
big mistake.
Of lobster, no. Mussels, cockles, etc.
Cockles!
Et cetera.
Big mistake.
Is that from experience?
Can I just say, do you know what? I cannot stand.
I just don't like fish.
I'm going off seafood a little bit at the minute. It's starting to turn my stomach and I love seafood. Mm. Sorry, this is side note. No, I'm interrupting the story. Can't stand a cockle and I can't stand a jelly deal, but I love lobster.
I mean, jelly deal's pretty niche already.
Anyway, carry on, Sam. So I just thought I'd share that with the group.
Upon arriving home slightly drunk, I went for a bath and a glass of red wine.
Bath. Please don't advise that anyone listening.
That's good advice. I was very relaxed when a short time later I heard the sound of my husband clapping our ex's ass in the bedroom. Not wanting to miss out on the fun, I got out to join them. Not wanting a nuggety gift, I decided to take the front end. He was clearly having a good time as he kept taking my dick out of his mouth and shouting, Merry Christmas to me. Naturally, I got excited and the thrust got deeper. My mom listens to this, by the way. She's been very distressed recently. Next thing I know, he throws up a full seafood platter all over my dick.
Oh.
Not wanting to draw attention to it, I discreetly started flicking cockles off my cock. That's very poetic. Very nice rhythm. But there were just too many. So I just forced my dick back down his throat until it came out clean. It was his dinner after all. Needless to say, it was a Christmas Eve to remember. That's a nice way to start
right.
December, I think.
Sam, bar these now. These are getting off on this. Yeah. And I'm not going to be here to be part of it no more. I love you guys. Thanks for writing in. But it's hard to tell where the fiction stops and the fact begins. I feel like these people are getting off on this.
You know what? I'm going to say it as well. I know it sounds like your ex is very messy.
We've all been sick on a dick.
Well, exactly. If you're...
We've all been sick on a dick.
If you're...
I've recently done it.
If you're being like quite rough with him and you know he's had dinner, and same with the past story, you're going into the cave, don't be upset there's bears. Cut him some slack. Cut him some slack.
Yeah, we've
don't
all
Don't make
done
a big
it.
Deal of it, even though it is grim. But everyone's done it.
I've done it. We've all been sick on a dick.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
hell. No,
welcome
no more
to the
to
Gossip Gaze.
That.
If you've just tuned in and you've been sure. recommended this podcast by a friend, or you never know, you might have even been sent it in a WhatsApp message. I doubt it. But I am sorry.
We're very sorry.
Oh, we now
need
the
first.
I want the messy
first.
Ones to get in touch. Yeah. We're presuming that they all listen.
I think we should do a Jeremy Kyle style show where we get them all in. They can have it out on air.
You just want to get in with a thruple, you dirty bugger.
Oh, not this one.
He's seen fucking cockle sick and nuggets. So I mean, I've heard the French are into some wild shit. No wonder you're fucking going long distance for your kinks.
Now, look, if we're done with that one,
yeah,
we've got no more to say. Who would you like to crown as your gossip goddess?
I have to go with, I found the credit card receipt.
I'm going
to
say
that. Yeah, I have to say that because that was iconic. I just want to know, please get back it. What was written on the back?
I want to know what was on the back.
The handwritten
section. And also, like, I don't want to pick people apart, but I start to think, where's the fiction? Where's the facts? Where's the pen from?
Right. Where did they find the
pen? I don't
pens?
Know about you, but it took me about half an hour to find a pen in my apartment.
Yeah, same.
And then you find 10. But a pen isn't something you have handy, certainly not knocking around a bed.
The first one you find doesn't work. And then you have to find another.
Always. Oh, you're right.
And it stops. It
runs out.
Yeah, fucking annoying.
Dried up, motherfucker.
So we want to know, where's the pen? What was written?
Yeah.
Send more receipts.
We should do an investigative one. Investigative podcast. In
Gossip Days
investigates. Investigate Stacey Doolan. Yeah. I want to know where the pen were from. And what was on the receipt. And how did that make you feel?
Perfect.
I'm saying them. They're the gossip queens of the week.
Congratulations.
Well done. Now, do you know what? If you want to be gossip queen, gossip goddess of the week,
get
in touch with us, please. You can do it by emailing us letters at gossipdayspod.com. You can DM us at gossipdayspod. And share us on this and also DM us WhatsApp.
WhatsApps.
The phone number is in this episode's description.
It starts with 0.
Yeah. That's it. So give us a...
+44. Oh, it's actually +44, sorry.
We're in the UK.
We're in the QQ.
Give us a 5-star glowing review and we'll be back on Monday.
We'll do a review of the week on the next bonus episode, I reckon.
Yeah, we'll do it. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, please.
Yeah.
See you then.
Anything else? Because it is December.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Sorry if you've got your own earphones. Sam, any messages for the listeners this December?
Oh, keep listening.
Yeah.
Keep listening, please.
I think all I want to say is, that's it, folks.
Fabulous.
See you later. Yeah. Bye.
It's terrible. That was so terrible.
Shit ending.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.